From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Obviously, I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world, but from what I understand, it's probably not going to be a competitive game. So I don't really understand why everyone is so excited about it and why everyone's willing to pay $500 and up ahead.
People get interested in the U.S. team for stuff like this, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, all the bars will be packed and people will be watching. But, you know, it's still not going to be like it would be if we were watching it in Brazil or something.
Yeah.
The Warriors talking about who they're going to pursue, and obviously Kevin Durant's on their list. But Dirk Nowitzki? Why would Dirk leave Dallas for any reason?
Dirk won't leave Dallas.
Yeah, I saw that name, and I'm like, of all the guys who I know want to finish their career at a place, I can't see any way Dirk leaves Dallas for there.
1% chance he leaves Dallas for anywhere. You know, their core of three is there for the foreseeable future.
I think they've got at least a 3 or 4 more year window here.
If I was a free agent and they were interested in me, I'd damn sure be interested in them.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click the like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Although, I've had another 3 blocks here on the last break.
This is fun, man.
I'm just, and actually, it's not a block, it's a mute. It just means you can keep sending them and I'll never see them. But like, guy bitched about gym of the day. Okay, goodbye. You're out. I love it. Speaking of which, just as a follow-up on the gym of the day, can I tell you what this movie was originally about? And maybe you'll see why I'm so excited about it.
All right.
Because, you know, I have some weird things that I like, right? The alien chicks, things like that. Okay, so here it was. 1973, science fiction Western thriller film. Yul Brynner starred as a bad guy. He was like a really bad guy. But basically, there was a high-tech, realistic adult amusement park that had Westworld, the American West, medieval world, and Roman world. And they're populated with lifelike androids that are practically indistinguishable from human beings. For $1,000 a day, guests may indulge in any adventure with the android population of the park, including sexual encounters and even a fight to the death. And then, of course, they basically all, the androids kind of freak out, and that's how it goes awry. So, that just sounds awesome.
I don't know. I mean, I'll give it a try. I'm not going to get too excited.
It's HBO. Usually with this kind of stuff, they do great. So I'm excited by it.
Did you see, I guess LeBron is under, he's under some heat for his Instagram for whatever
reason. Yeah, I kind of thought that was sort of typical petulant LeBron BS, but you know what? I mean, some of it's accurate. But some of the stuff I think he's just making up. He's lost a step. Who said that?
Well, I think there are people who thought that LeBron was past his prime.
I don't recall a hell of a lot of people saying stuff like that. Maybe that, you know.
Specifically when.
Well, tell people what was in the Instagram post.
When Steph won the MVP, and I forget who made the comment that Steph won the MVP, but LeBron James is still the best player. And then that sparked some discussion. But he said, they said you've lost a step, wasn't explosive as you once was. The best days was in the rear view. Questioned your drive, your leadership, your commitment. You don't have the killer instinct. Going back home is the worst mistake in your career.
Okay, now some people said that. That one I'll give him.
He got the coach fired.
That one I'll give him.
Players traded.
That one I'll give him.
Won't work between him and Kyrie.
There's that.
Him and Kev won't work.
Definitely not.
So love your teammates too much, but there's no way he can deliver a championship in his hometown, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know about that. The no way thing.
But guess what? That's none of my business. Strive for greatness. This one's for the land. Put some respect on my name. Ha ha. Yes, sir. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, I know he's one of these guys who wanted to keep people out. It's impossible to keep people all the way out.
He's too emotional. He really is.
He's very emotional.
And yeah, honestly, this is doing the in-your-face dance, which, okay, but half of that's BS. The first half of that whole post is total BS. That's you just making stuff up. And yes, there were people who said that, but the majority of people didn't. And if you got to use that as motivation, that's great. But, you know, I mean, if you want to come out and dog Skip Bayless, be my guest. But I don't know the need to do that. I mean, everybody is giving him respect. He's getting, yeah. There's people saying that he's eclipsed Jordan now, not Charles Barkley, who didn't have him in his top seven, but he's getting that, and he did accomplish it. What's the point?
Can I give you an even more pointless Instagram post that was made yesterday?
Sure.
It came from Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Here's there's a picture of him going for a layup in the 2006 NBA Finals against the Mavericks. There's a lot of coverage on the 2006 NBA Finals right now. One, because it was the most controversial finals to date, and today makes exactly 10 years to the day we won our first ever title as an organization and me as a player. It was one of the greatest moments in my life and probably one of the worst for the Dallas Mavericks. That's sports. We've all had our moments to feel both ways. Now, what I'm reading about the series is unfair to me as a basketball player. Did I get some calls that I should have played through? Yes, we all do, but I was attacking every time I touched the ball. Yes, the picture is an example of a play in Game 5 that everyone said I didn't get fouled on. Listen, most athletes have never committed a foul, but D. Harris, my guy, this is a foul. All in all, we did find a way to beat a team that was a much better team than us that season. They got their payback in 2011 as a franchise, so in my mind, it's a wash. But I am proud to take a look back at these moments and say I had a hand in us winning our first ever championship 2006. Did you notice a lot of discussion about the 2006 finals for some reason?
Zero discussion. Zero discussion. What the hell?
The 2006 finals, by the way, was not a LeBron James finals.
It was one of the few in the last 10 years, as a matter of fact.
That
only three of them.
Not many people that I know have been talking about the 2006 finals recently, mostly because they're all talking about your former teammate who went on to win without you, which is, I know, got to be emotionally devastating.
And I don't think he went Shaq on him and did the whole tell me how my ass tastes thing.
I don't think so, but it's weird. It's like he's trying to steal a little bit of shine on this one. I don't get it.
That's a problem with Instagram and Twitter for these athletes is the no filter thing. You know, obviously he's feeling a little jealous. So, let's go back and look at the 2006. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And really? Joshua says it's like college football teams pretending to be underdogs to get hype. It's just fabricated nonsense. Yeah, in this case, they were underdogs in the series. If he wanted to go to that, nobody thought we could beat this team because they were, you know, this all-time great juggernaut. All right, I'll listen to that, but he's lost a step. Come on, man. Nobody was saying any of that. Because LeBron had a damn good year. It's just that Steph Curry had a better one. If you want to talk about who had the better season as an individual. And he picked it up in the playoffs. Which is what veteran players do. It's what champions do. And you should be happy. But honestly, man, LeBron's getting to be one of those guys. Anything he says off the court, I just don't care. On the court, love him. Off the court, he still has the mind of an 18-year-old sometimes, and he really needs to get over it. But whatever motivates you, you know, people have different motivations. 713-780-3776. Okay, here's a pop quiz for you since we're still in the finals. Of the most recent championships, Cleveland, Denver, and we'll go back to New England in 2015. So the last two Super Bowl champs in Cleveland this year.
The last two Super Bowl champs and an NBA champ?
Yes.
Okay.
Of those three, after the game was over, which city had the highest rise in Pornhub activity?
Ooh. I got to go. I'll go Denver.
Denver would have been my choice. It would have also been completely incorrect. They had no rise whatsoever, so to speak, in Pornhub activity after they won the Super Bowl. It dropped 54% during the game. It did not pick up after. So Denver fan did not go back and...
That's surprising because... Well, maybe because if you're in Denver, the game is... Like, you know, the games are going late in Cleveland and especially in New England.
Right.
Cleveland's Eastern time, too. So you got a couple extra hours. You can do some stuff. In those other cities, it's probably just, you know, time to, you know, smoke it and go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, the highest rise, the Childs at 23%, even more so than Cleveland.
Wow.
Cleveland went up 20%. Maybe that's because they were out dancing on fire trucks and didn't have time to get involved. But, activity dropped 49% in Cleveland during the game and then rose 20% after. During the 2015 Super Bowl, it dropped 56% from New England, rose 23% after. And then Denver dropped 54% and no change after the game, which I find interesting. I would have gone with Denver first, but that would have been completely incorrect.
Did you see what Richard Jefferson said about LeBron James?
I did not.
I owe my entire basketball career to LeBron James. He says, I'll give you a little walk down right now. I lost a national championship game to Duke. Then I lost two straight NBA finals. Then my third year, we lost to Detroit after being up 3-2, and they won the title. Then I lost to Miami, and they won the championship. Then to top it off, I went to the Olympics, and we were the worst team of all time. My whole career has been so, so close. Then I have a stretch of 6 to 7 years where you become a little bit of a journeyman. To be able to get on a team and walk in with a guy that says he's going to be able to carry you and bring me here, I owe everything, every shot, every play, everything I've ever done to that man.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That's high praise, man.
Well, and you know what? It's kind of right, huh? It's funny.
Well, when LeBron's the coach, GM, and the best player.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But
he did kind of say, well, yeah, you can come along on this ride.
And that's the thing. He was along for the ride. And he brought him there. So, okay, that's... Joshua said, who's worse in that regard, in your opinion, LeBron or JJ? I've got JJ Watt in the same box as LeBron. I don't care what he says off field anymore.
To me, LeBron's one, so it's less annoying to me.
Yeah, although he's got a longer history of it, too. So, to me, they're both the same creature. Just, you know, I'm not interested in anything they do off field. And Guy Pie asked, just got off work, can you please explain the glorious Tila Tequila and AJ situation? We talked about that yesterday at length on, I think that was at 6 o'clock. If I'm not mistaken, on Podcast Arena. And we're getting a lot of people asking about the Skip Bayless and our thoughts on that. We did an entire segment on that yesterday as well. So that's all on Podcast Arena from yesterday.
But generally, I don't have any thoughts on it because I don't care about Skip Bayless.
Yeah, but
my thoughts are by Felicia.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
all right, guys. I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons are changing, you want to go outside more. You want to be out in the backyard. But you want it to be looking good if you're entertaining. You need to revitalize your outdoor living area with custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's going to cost you a lot of money to tear up your old patio and replace it with a new one. That's where the guys at Allied come in with this carved stone. Carved stone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look amazing. It's cool to the touch, slip-resistant, and twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. You can't beat that, and it's going to save you a lot of money, save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing out everything and starting all over. Get that carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can help you hang on to some money as well. They've got several monthly payment options, even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And they can take care of you on outdoor kitchens, patio covers, and more. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom, I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the Carved Stones Projects photo gallery at beautifyyourconcrete.com. That's beautifyyourconcrete.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's funny, I've gotten about 10 texts asking, am I blocked? Which means I've probably gotten about 25 asking that. So I don't know if you have been or not. Some of you are asking, I've gotten more discriminate now. It's or less discriminate. It used to be if you just, you know, were made personal attacks or said crap.
No, it's if you're obnoxious.
Yeah, now if
you're just gone.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's changed the text line.
It's liberating, isn't it?
And it's changed the text line for the better because now I'm getting mostly really smart texts. So let's get some phone calls. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports.
Sports to you. Good call.
Still sports.
Sports.
Yeah, go,
sports
man.
Sports again.
Go.
Oh, yeah, I just want to talk LeBron James and the Kyrie Irving thing earlier. Completely agree. Everybody wants to do whatever. I'm sorry?
You're talking. We didn't say anything.
Yeah, I wanted to talk LeBron James.
Yeah, we heard you. Go.
Okay. Yeah, everyone always wants to drop him, and every time he does anything, they want to do whatever they can to not give him his due. And also, I wanted to ask you guys a question. If he was in your starting five, would he be, and what position would he play?
LeBron?
Whatever position he wants to play.
Like the all-time starting five, I guess is what he's saying.
He's the starting
small forward on the starting five. And at this point, maybe you're making an argument for Larry Bird. I wouldn't have made an argument for Larry Bird before this series. After this series, I think your argument probably sounds silly. LeBron's the best small forward that's ever played basketball. End of the story.
And I heard Greeny going off about how he'll never be able to compare him to Jordan, and his reasoning
well,
was
he's a Chicago.
I know
guy.
And I was going to point that out. If you heard that, Greeny grew up with Jordan and thinks Jordan's the greatest thing ever. Yeah. And I had my opinion on that yesterday. So let's try. Is that DS? What's up? BS.
Sports to you.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I heard what you guys were saying, man. I had the tape, but I've been changing it as I'm listening to you guys. You guys are very hard on different players, and you like who you like. But I'll tell you one thing, man. You got to give LeBron his pops. I mean, down 3-1 and come back and win it all convincingly. After the game, when they both put up 41, he and Kyrie, I was watching the game, and I literally saw the game slow down, and it didn't come into like a running, just running and gunning. That's how Golden State plays. I saw them slowing down, and they just got out of sync. And LeBron and those guys, man, I mean, I've never disliked LeBron. I've always liked him. I'm just a Houston Rockets fan. However, I mean, you got to give it to the guy. He went in. He took care of business. And, you know, if you like them or not, personal feelings, those are out the window. And you guys, I was going to get on your ass about that, but you came back and cleaned it up and you gave him his respect.
Whoa, came back. Wait, let me.
Stop
for a second. We came back. Have you not listened to the show for the last 2 days?
Not the whole show. I just got
okay, dude. You know what? Go back and listen to Podcast Arena and then call back and apologize tomorrow.
And the other thing is.
Come on. That was terrible.
Ugh. I got to be honest. I've been a LeBron fan back when being a LeBron fan wasn't as cool as it is today. I've been saying all along, this dude, we're lucky to be seeing what this guy is doing.
There has been nothing negative said about LeBron for 2 days. So I don't know where the hell you're getting that. Maybe you heard Greeny and thought that was us. But I'll tell you what, go back and listen to the show yesterday and then call back tomorrow with an apology.
I'm a LeBron guy.
Until then, we've got to ban you. Sorry.
I'm pro LeBron. I always have been. I think he's the best. He's the best there is.
So. I made the case that he's better than Jordan yesterday. What the hell? What the hell? Where did that come from?
So
Shane Bell. Where's Shane Bell? Where's Keyboard Cat, John? Come on, man.
Apparently, the 76ers have told Ben Simmons he will be the number one draft pick.
And the Lakers have come out and said, we wanted Ingram all along. So,
yeah. I think the Lakers are going to be happier in this instance. Although, I mean, it's easy to say. The Lakers are a better organization than the Sixers.
I don't know that they are. I disagree. I think both of them are screwed up. This is not the Jerry.
I understand, but it's not the Sixers yet either.
No, but they're well on their way.
The Sixers intentionally try to lose every year.
Yeah, they did, but you know what?
Don't put anybody else in that category.
No, what they're trying to do, they were trying to go full Astro, and clearly it didn't work. But let's not act like the Lakers are a great organization anymore. They're a joke. Ever since Dr. Buss died, they are a joke.
So what, two or three years? I mean...
Well, you know what? You're talking about what should be a premier franchise and get whatever they want, and they got one of the worst guys in the business running the team. Well, and as long as that continues, they're going to head down that path, too. That's the second year in a row where they got a top five pick. This is the Lakers. They should never be down there.
My guess is now that the Kobe Bryant contract is off their books, they're going to be competitive again. That contract hampered that team so greatly. No player was making more of a percentage of his team's salary cap. I mean, he was an anchor and basically giving them no production for the last couple of years. My guess is they're almost instantly better without Kobe.
Well, they've got to actually go out and get players. They've got to get the right players. They've got to draft the right players.
Well, I've said all along I'd take Brandon Ingram over Ben Simmons. I know that that's not the popular opinion. I like Brandon Ingram more than I like Ben. If it were based on, you know, I'm not saying that it's all off-court stuff. I think Ben Simmons is going to be a pain in the ass to an extent.
It's already kind of coming off as that, to be honest.
But I think he can play. I just like Brandon Ingram a little bit better.
I think you think he's safer.
I do think he's safer. And, you know, I don't know that there's anybody in this draft who I feel like is going to be a great, like a superstar player. I don't know if Ben Simmons or Brandon Ingram or Jamal Murray or Buddy Hield or any of these guys is going to be a franchise-changing player. So if that's the case,
I bet one of them is, but I couldn't tell you which one.
If that's the case, I tend to lean to the safer guy,
yeah.
Brandon Ingram.
But
if I thought Ben Simmons could come in and be the next LeBron James, I'd probably go with him, even if he was a pain in the ass. But I don't see that.
Yeah. My point is I think the Lakers, until Jenny takes over and brings Phil Jackson back, which I don't know when that's going to happen. At some point it will. But they are not going to make good decisions. It's going to continue to be a mess. And all they've got going for them now is the fact that they're the Lakers and they used to be this. That's it. The Sixers used to be something, too. And now they've got a longer history of sucking. But this is not the same Laker franchise. And, yeah, getting rid of Kobe is going to help. But until they make good decisions and bring in the right guys. And oh, by the way, they made the same coaching choice the Rockets did at one point. How did that work out? And it is just...
You like the Luke Walton hire?
I do like the Luke Walton hire. Now get him some players.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in one more real quick. Josh.
Yeah, I just after watching the Rockets play, I'm a Houston native, and seeing how terribly I hate watching James Harden play, I believe that the outside support of the Cavaliers like Kyrie and Thompson and so on, should be getting a lot more credit, if not just as much as LeBron, for taking over and coming back 3-1 in the finals.
You think that who should be getting as much credit?
I think Kyrie and Thompson as well, coming in big.
I mean, listen, it always takes a team. But comparing what the LeBron James to James Harden situation is completely different. LeBron James, the thing that makes LeBron James so great is that he makes everybody around him better. And like I said, when LeBron James left the Cavs, his last season in Cleveland, the first time, they won 61 games. They won 19 a year without LeBron, and then they drafted Kyrie. And then the next 2 years after drafting Kyrie Irving, they had the first overall pick again. LeBron James shows up again. They're in the NBA Finals his first year back. I understand Kyrie is, without question, deserving of some credit here. But to act like LeBron couldn't have done it with some other guy.
Well, I mean, to say that they deserve as much credit as he does is silly.
It really is. That's like, you know, Jordan was great, but if he hadn't had Tony Kukoc.
But no, it would be like saying Pippen and Kukoc deserve as much credit as Jordan for that title.
Stop it. Just stop.
Deacon says lots of personal and family conflict and issues have spilled over to the business side of the Laker organization. That's not going away until one bus is gone from that office. And that's my point.
I agree. It's a mess, but I think it's got to get better than what it is. And the Sixers, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose. I know the Lakers don't lose on purpose.
No,
Sixers,
but,
I feel legitimately lose on purpose.
Well, they did, and now they're in a weird place where they're trading the guys that they drafted anyway. I don't know. Nerlens Noel's on the move, I guess. But as far as the Lakers go, it comes down, do I trust them to be able to turn it around? Do I trust this front office? Absolutely not.
It's like when they
draft, not at all.
They drafted Michael Carter-Williams, and they're like, oh, rookie of the year. This kid can play.
Let's get rid of him.
Let's trade him.
Yeah.
We don't want that. We need to get more number one picks.
Let's just keep drafting him and churning him.
The greatest thing is, I just saw a thing today. Joel Embiid may be ready to resume basketball activity. Resume? From, you mean back from when he was at Kansas? Resume from his Kansas days?
Apparently.
That's the last time he played basketball. All right. Guys, I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. A lot of you are going to be out on the boat for the next few months. It's summertime. It's a great time. You got to be safe, though. You got to be a responsible captain. Always wear a life vest. Keep plenty on board for every passenger. Make sure you've got some water around. Don't overindulge while you're out on Texas waters. But things don't always go as planned. Next thing you know, you're getting hauled off in a law enforcement boat about to be arrested for BWI. Attorney Gary Trichter and his team have years of experience with Texas boating laws on alcohol in the Houston, Conroe, and Galveston area. And remember, a BWI arrest can damage your reputation the same way a DWI or a DUI can. Call attorney Gary Trichter and protect your rights. He's a DWI specialist here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about the police blood test. He's also one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter. So
come and play out with me. ESPN 97.5.
A gift from Zadok Jewelers will sparkle for...
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. They're saying I deserve Keyboard Cat for saying LeBron's better than Jordan. Go back and listen to the first segment from yesterday. And I'm not saying that he is, but I'm saying you can make a case, and here's why. I'm not going to repeat it, but go back and listen to that, and if you still think it's Keyboard Cat worthy, then you get to be the next one muted, which I might just do it anyway. All right, let's get a couple more calls. Marcus, what's up?
Sports guys.
Sports to you.
Shout out, Fred. Hey, the one saving grace in that Laker organization, this guy I've talked to personally in the past, is Mitch Kupchak. He knows how to rebuild an organization, and aside from Buss and his childish antics situation going on, he and his sister, Mitch, his thing is to, you know, you bring in a Brandon Ingram, you bring in Al Horford maybe, and then you go for like a KD, which is a possibility they could get this guy. Then you got a nice young nucleus, a couple of veterans, and immediately you're a playoff contender. You're not a championship contender, I don't think, but in the next 3 years, you're probably a championship contender, legitimately. So I see that's the way the Lake organization is going. Of course, getting Kobe off the cap space is really good, you know, and so I think they're in a perfect position to rebuild and be better for next year, next few years.
Well, saying that they could draft Ingram and then get Al Horford and Kevin Durant, I mean, that's, you're talking about throwing out two max contracts in one offseason. That's any team would be better doing that. You know, that's obviously going to make a significant impact.
And I like Mitch Kupchak. I just don't think he's the man with control right now. I don't think they're going to let him do that stuff. And that's the problem with the organization right now. Until they prove me wrong on that. Nick says, I heard your take yesterday, but I still disagree. There's stats besides the championships that fall Jordan's way also. Absolutely. But I also think you can take stats that make a damn good case. And I'll still go back to, look at LeBron's coaches in the times he's done this. Michael, Kobe both had the greatest coach of their generation, period. LeBron James, who is the best coach LeBron James has ever played for?
LeBron James.
Maybe it's Eric Spoelstra. Maybe. So, and yeah, that has something to do with it, but... Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff, and I don't want to get into that again because I don't know. I don't know who's better. I love these. Yeah, I don't like these comparisons until a guy's careers are over, but, boy, you can sure start making a case right now. Let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, yeah, guys, I want to talk about take y'all had on Ben Simmons. over Brandon Ingram. I heard Chad Ford talking, and they both kind of done a 2 month, just, you know, full workout. Like, you know, Ben Simmons been up in Cleveland working with LeBron, with his people. And Simmons put on 20 pounds. Brandon Ingram's trying to do the same thing, ain't put on a pound. And Simmons improved the shot. I thought before this offseason that, you know, it'd be a better pick to get Ingram, but it just sounds like that Simmons might turn out to be the better pro. I just wanted to see what y'all thought about that.
Well, I will say, I mean, as far as physicality right now, Simmons is a more NBA-ready, you know, player. He's got a good 50 pounds on Brandon Ingram. That said, Brandon Ingram's a better shooter. He's quick enough to switch off defensively and defend multiple positions, which I don't think Ingram will be able to. He's a better passer. Ben Simmons is a horrible passer. And then, again, the things that I've mentioned before, I've got questions not only about his shooting and his defense, but about his mental toughness, which I have my doubts about. And, you know, if
– Well, I agree.
I mean, I understand that the upside is probably higher with Ben Simmons. And a lot of people will say at number one, you've got to go with the guy who's got the most upside. And it's hard to argue that, really, but I don't think there's an Anthony Davis in this draft. I don't think there's a Kevin Durant in this draft. I think there's some solid NBA players, but I don't think there's a super superstar all NBA type player. And if that's the case, give me the guy who I feel like is going to be safe and is going to be, I mean, that I don't worry about if he's going to be there mentally. If I don't worry about his toughness, I'll take Ingram.
Let me ask you this about Simmons. As somebody who watched a lot of college basketball, how much has he actually been coached in his 1 year?
I mean, obviously, if you want to say who got better coaching, that's not even a debate,
right?
But
and the reason I ask is because if your answer is well, and they didn't do that much with him, then I'm also going to see more upside.
Probably so. I mean, Johnny Jones did the best he could with him. I think he felt a lot of pressure. There was a lot of pressure because the LSU getting the top recruit in the country was something that it's been a while since they've done. But the success never came. And I think that, you know, there's a certain point where you've got to say, well, is it he's not getting good enough coaching, or is he not coachable? And a lot of right. These guys who come up through AAU and are physical freaks like Ben Simmons is, he's an incredible athlete, they tend to be less coachable. And
unless they go to Kentucky, where Coach Cal seems to get something out of them.
Yeah.
And gets them ready for the NBA.
Yeah. So, again, it's...
And maybe I'd feel differently about him if he'd gone there and shown me more.
Well, yeah. Had he got his team, you know, had he made his team do anything? Yeah. Had his team made the NCAA tournament, maybe? You know, and obviously he wasn't on as good. He didn't have as good of players around him as Brandon Ingram did.
But you make him better. I mean, that's what great players are supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Bryce says best coach LeBron played for, Coach K, Pop. Yeah, Olympics.
Yeah.
That would be it. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I want to chime in about the LeBron versus Jordan debate. I don't like to do that because Jordan set the bar so high that if you try to compare anybody to Jordan, you're gonna come up short. I just like to appreciate LeBron and for him being the best player of our generation right now, and for him to come and do this, I'm not going to take away from him by comparing him to Jordan. You know, let Jordan done his thing. Let LeBron do his thing right now. And if LeBron wins 6 rings, it's cool. If he doesn't, then it doesn't matter to me. To me, I think people are using this as a tool to take away from the fact that he even beat the Golden State Warriors down 3-1. And the people, the naysayers, the haters, they're going to go, oh, he's not better than Jordan, just to try to stop it. But nobody's better than Jordan. Jordan did something that's unprecedented. And if you're a player coming to this league and trying to do that, try to surpass Jordan, that's a lot of pressure you're putting on yourself, and I just think that's not a good way to go. My thing is just appreciate what you have in front of you. And LeBron is doing something that nobody's ever done, and just Jordan didn't even do that and come down 3-1. So let's just appreciate that and move on to the next season. What do you think?
Well, I agree to a point, but I think you can put him on that level with what he's accomplished. And it's not demeaning to LeBron at all to stack up what he's accomplished versus what Jordan accomplished. And he's not done. He's 31 years old. I don't think he's close to done. So, yeah, I appreciate him. And I hate those conversations until the end of someone's career. Because when we look back at Kobe, for instance, right now we're looking at Kobe the last few years, right? We're remembering broken down Kobe who couldn't get on the court, who looked awful. Well, once we get some perspective on that, let's get 2, 3, 4 years down the road, we're going to have a different opinion of Kobe. Just like Jordan, people forget fat Jordan running around with the bullets. Nobody remembers Akeem with his 1 year with the Raptors, hardly able to move out there. And that's why I think you need end of season, you need end of career perspective on this stuff. But LeBron's still in the middle of it. And you actually can make some cases. I don't know if he's there yet. That wasn't my point. My point was to bring up some things that might make you realize, hey, he has done some things that Jordan hasn't done. That's pretty cool.
Petty says, did you just say Ben Simmons is a horrible passer on live radio? If I did, that's not what I meant. I meant he's a horrible shooter. Ben Simmons is one of the best passing big guys I've seen in a while. I think he's a very good passer, a better passer than who am I thinking of? Brandon Ingram. I don't know why I lost his name. I just spent 10 minutes talking about him. I think he's a better passer than Ingram. If I said he was horrible or anything, he's a horrible shooter, and I question his toughness. But if I did say he was a bad passer, then that was me misspeaking.
You said that, and I was going to interrupt you, but you were making such a good point on everything else.
Yeah.
If I did say that, I
definitely misspoke, because I think that's – his creativity is one of the things I like most about him on the floor. The bounce passes, he's a very good passer. So if I said that, I misspoke.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, it'll be a Hey Man, Bleep That, and we'll wrap it up. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. We're going to give something away. Three of you need to call in. We'll take the first three callers. But Schlitterbahn Galveston now has the world's tallest water coaster, Massive, with four uphill blasts and a never-before triple down ending into a landing pool. Massive promises to be a crazy, wild, and wet ride. Now is your chance to ride it for yourself with A.J. Hoffman. Win an invitation to join ESPN 97.5 to Schlitterbahn Galveston with a season pass for yourself, and we'll throw in a free daily ticket for you to bring a guest. For details about Schlitterbahn and Massive, log on to schlitterbahn.com/Galveston. We're going to take three of you, and you will each be assigned one of us for Hey Man, Bleep That, and hopefully you'll be the winner. One of you will be a winner. Two of you will be disappointed. I hope you don't draw me, because I don't think mine's going to win, but I like mine. So we have to wait for them to get on. Then we'll do it. I have a sports-related one for a change. Usually I do something just life-related.
Okay.
I'm going sportsy.
Mine's life-related. It's about an article that I read today that really kind of bummed me out. It made me think of all the different ways I'm probably going to die.
All right. Joe is caller one. Well, he hung up. He was going to be Jong's guy. So now we need to see who's up first. Just let us know who caller one is so we can get rolling with this.
Do you just want to start?
We'll just start.
Yeah, you know, we'll just start. We'll pick the three of them, and Tyler can decide who wins. All right, John, you go first.
Going first. Okay. I didn't really have one today, but I'm going to pick the ESPN Body Magazine is coming back out again. And did you guys see which one of the Houston Texans is going to be in the Body Magazine?
Damn right,
we did.
Yeah, I'm not a downer on the magazine as you guys are, but Vince Wilfork will be in the magazine, and I don't think I want to see that, or I'm not a big fan of this. And I know they have one of these every year. They have like a Prince Fielder. They had a Prince Fielder a couple years ago. They had all these bodybuilders. I think they had like a shot put Olympian a couple years ago. And I'm not interested one bit. And for ESPN to constantly jam this down our throat, I say, hey man, fuck that.
I'm on record as saying I hate everything about that issue, and that's the reason I don't get ESPN the magazine anymore. Okay, that was Jong playing for Rich. All right, AJ?
I was going through my general stuff today, looking for stuff for the show, and I came across a list of the 25 most common causes of death in the United States. And it's kind of got me worried, because not only does it tell you the top 25, but it gives you your odds of dying in this way.
Yeah.
And some of these are horrible. Exposure to excessive natural cold, 1 in 7399. That's your odds of that happening to you.
It's not going to happen here.
Not probably not.
Yeah.
Exposure to excessive natural heat, 1 in 6174.
I can see that.
Fall from a building, 1 in 6115.
Okay, I live in a high rise. I don't want to hear that.
Firearms discharge, 1 in 5981.
I have a firearm. I don't want to hear that either.
Air and space transport accidents, 1 in 5862.
Space?
Yeah.
Okay.
Contact with machinery, 1 in 5189. I'll get you some of the ones that are likely to deal with us. Choking on food.
Okay, that's a possibility.
1 in 4,404.
Okay. I hope 4,403 other people, that happens to them.
You ride a bicycle.
Yes, I do.
1 in 4,147.
Okay.
Accidental drowning and submersion, which is one of my...
Oh, good.
That's like my nightmare yeah. way of dying.
Yeah.
1 in 1,073. Motorcycle accident.
That's you.
1 in 802.
Boy, this is getting scary now.
Pedestrian accident.
That's me walking downtown all the time.
1 in 623.
Holy bleep.
All right, here's your top 10. Assault by firearm, 1 in 300. Exposure to narcotics and hallucinogens, 1 in 289. Which, I don't know if I'm messing with enough drugs that'll kill me like that. Number 8, car accident, 1 in 272. Number 7, and this is for you because you're getting old, a fall, 1 in 184.
Drunken fall.
Accidental poisoning and drug overdose, 1 in 139. Intentional self-harm, so suicide, 1 in 115. All types of land vehicle accidents. So basically combines the death rates of ATVs, off-road vehicles, go-karts, things like that. 1 in 85. 1 in 28 stroke. 1 in 7 cancer. And the number 1 out of 6 people, heart disease.
All right. So
to all the ways you can die, I say, hey, man, that.
All right. We don't have enough time for mine. So either Rich or Jesse. Jesse for AJ, Rich for Jong. Sorry, Heath, but they ran over. So pick.
Yeah, Vince Wilfork. As bad. I don't want to see that. So.
Okay. Well, that would have been better than mine, Heath, so you weren't going to win anyway. I can save mine for tomorrow. All right. That's going
to
wrap it up.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys not wanting to see Vince Wilfork naked.
I don't want to see any of those people naked. I hate that whole thing.
That dude's a D cup for sure. There's
a preview picture which has like a shot from belly up. It's quite the... it's quite the picture.
It's just... That whole edition is so stupid. It is such a blatant BS attempt to be the swimsuit issue in Shane Bell for ESPN. I'm so sick of that. And then they put it on their front page about who's going to be in there. Yeah. Like it's a big story. Bleep you guys. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow for What Are the Odds Wednesday. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Pretty solid D-minus for me today. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.